the extreme rash.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Dorks podcast, although obviously I sounded super happy right there. That's because I am.
We're happy because we get to get angry.
Yeah, we're going to get angry. We're gonna talk sci-fi here. First, let me introduce everybody we got. We got Ed Greer.
What's up?
We got Matt Blackwood.
How's it going?
He's our sub for Rich Slayton. Rich Slayton will be back in a while, but we're probably going to have Matt on a lot because he's kicking ass. And then we have our resident sci-fi expert, Clee Wiggins. Say hello, Clee.
Hello.
And then we also have the birthday girl, Dawn Goodson. Say hello.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, we're excited about
people. We can't afford that song.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think we can pay for a happy birthday. Is that? All right.
So. Today is your birthday.
I'll make up a birthday song. Birthday.
We can afford birthday. The sugar cube
birthday.
Song.
Girl, birthday. All right. So here's
I didn't even pull my microphone down. That's how, on a birthday high I am.
You're going to get drunk on air. It's going to be awesome.
I am not.
So, guys, here's the deal. This is what we're doing. We're going to discuss best sci-fi TV show.
A battle royale.
That's right. A battle royale between sci-fi TV shows. The problem we've been having, and I think everybody's been having, is what we're going to include in sci-fi besides the obvious. Obviously, we're going to get Star Trek, and its many incarnations.
Do we really count Star Trek? No,
incarnations?
Is that really sci-fi? Because I don't know. What with the alien beings and spaceships and shit. And then we've got, Battlestar Galactica, Firefly, I think Doctor Who. But then there starts to be, we got Farscape. Anything else, guys? Throw out some other ones.
Let me see. Some other ones.
We got Stargate and all its incarnations.
Stargate and MacGyver.
If you're talking just hard sci-fi right now,
Rogers.
We also have a lot of episodes of The Outer Limits, a lot of episodes of Twilight Zone.
I think that's all arguable.
Caprica.
Oh, yeah, Caprica, which was pretty fun.
Some people would say Amazing Stories. Remember that show, Amazing Stories?
Oh, yes.
That's arguable.
I'd say that's arguable. It's on the borderline.
Okay. It's on the borderline because it had a lot of fantasy in it.
I was going
and we're
going
to discuss fantasy later and piss off Ed. The next episode, we're gonna do best fantasy TV shows.
Good fantasy TV shows.
We will discuss that.
That would be very short.
If it's the last thing
I'm gonna crush you.
Win you over.
I'm gonna crush you.
Yeah, you are tripping on that one.
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap.
That's probably my favorite.
Oh,
like overall TV show.
It's fantastic.
Which is why we can't limit this to hard sci-fi.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because there's too many. Like, the show is all about time travel. That's the entire concept of the
which
show.
Which is
time
completely
travel.
Sci-fi.
Super sci-fi.
And so X-Files?
X-Files totally, yeah.
Because there's aliens.
Because it's about aliens and the search.
Okay, so real quick, though, one big distinction that we haven't mentioned. Lex, Tripping the Rift, Futurama, Archer. These could all be considered sci-fi.
No cartoons.
But
no cartoons today.
Okay, we got two things.
Also,
here.
I would have to argue with you about Archer, even though I love that show.
Ah, I love that show.
They got space.
I don't love that show.
Maybe not Archer.
A bunch of jerks.
It's like, what are the gang from Seinfeld? We're spies.
There is lasers and stuff like that. But, so the question, though,
lasers.
Is about comedy.
All lasers.
Do we want to go ahead and completely discount comedy? Because Futurama. I mean,
well, we're not counting. That's a cartoon. We're not counting cartoons. Eureka for
live
one.
Action?
It's kind of funny. Yeah, we're going live action.
Okay,
yeah,
so eliminating all cartoons, we can get rid of Futurama. We can get rid of Tripping the Rift. We can get rid of
The Rift. Wow.
Super Star Friends. Wars,
we can get rid of Clone Wars.
Animated series.
Yes, we have to get rid of all superhero. We can do.
Justice
we'll do.
League.
We'll do a cartoon version as well. Best cartoon show?
I didn't even write down Aeon Flux.
All right, so let's get this started.
Oh, but the Voltron. Max.
There's a comment
we do have
already.
To mention that the Max was fucking great.
And
I have no idea.
The Max is
MTV
bad
back
ass.
What about Max Headroom?
No.
The Max.
It was this purple guy with like claws and.
He lived simultaneously in two dimensions.
Yeah.
He kept jumping back between things.
You gotta watch it. It was
find
awesome.
Find it somewhere.
It's
you
fantastic.
Have found my weakness.
So Eric says.
Oh yeah. Sorry about the air conditioning, guys.
Oh. Eric says all the Star Trek incarnations should fight it out to qualify for the best sci-fi show, just to make it fair for the other franchises.
Yeah, that would be
so. We
want
to do a Star Trek battle first to decide which Star Trek is best.
Is that Star Trek going to then be representing all of them and then get sort of the
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
no,
are they
all
going to count as Bannerman?
Because represent one.
Because I know she's going to go Next Generation.
Of course.
On Star
I can't
Trek.
Even. Like,
it's really
that.
A toss up between the original series and Next Generation as to which one best represents the brand as a whole.
I disagree. I don't think it should be allowed to represent the brand. Like, I don't think we should say Smallville or Lois and Clark. Okay, well, let's go ahead and say Lois and Clark is a piece of shit, Smallville, and then Smallville represents the DC universe for us.
Like, yeah, yeah, that's not fair.
I feel like each show should be completely on its own merits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like that too. We can do a Star Trek episode later.
Yeah, but as far as if you're going to do,
Eric,
like,
you're
going to say one is representative.
Eric, this is what I've decided
overall.
To say to you.
Because TNG actually is the one show that touches on every single of the other shows.
Yeah,
we'll do this.
That's very
we'll
true.
Do this fail for Eric.
Go Web.
Okay.
Go Web. Fly.
Okay. My mic sounds a little echoey. Is that just in my?
Yeah, that was terrible.
All right, so right off the bat, I got to say this. I never saw Babylon 5. Did anybody see Babylon 5?
I saw some episodes.
I've only seen a few episodes of Babylon
Can
5.
Can I give you my opinion about Babylon 5 right here? And some people probably hate me for that. To me, it was just about having hot people. Like, they were hopping on a bandwagon, and the entire thing was just hot people. Even the aliens had big titties, mm-hmm. and it was like... It was like, look at these big-titted aliens. And look, don't get me wrong. I love me some titties.
There's a bunch of that on Star Trek as well.
Emmanuel in space.
Not as much as Star Trek still.
Well, it also started in 1987. So on Next Generation, there's still, think about all of Riker's fantasies and stuff. Those women were barely wearing anything.
You know, sort of an heir apparent to Kirk, and then he bangs whatever can put his penis in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I felt like it was...
I'm going to put my penis in it. I'm going to put my penis.
Although I guess you could make the same argument with Battlestar Galactica because they had all the hot Cylon chicks.
Yeah. And even the original Battlestar Galactica, like all those people were 70s hot.
Yeah.
You had Phaser from the A-Team was on that show.
Mm.
Loved him.
Good looking man.
Okay, so let's start this debate. I want to hear what Ed's favorite sci-fi show is. Ed's been quiet so far.
I've been listening to you guys and trying to formulate stuff. And I'm also drawing Robin kicking a ninja in the throat.
I like that.
So basically, here's the thing. I grew up in the 80s, and all of my criteria, honestly, I do believe I like the shows that have one sci-fi element rather than like, oh, there's aliens, and there's monsters, and there's space travel, and there's this, and there's that. One of my favorite sci-fi shows growing up was fucking Knight Rider, and I know nobody would agree with that, but I love it. You got a supercar. That's the only thing.
It's arguable.
And then see exactly where we go from that point. So I like stuff like that.
Okay. In that same vein, The Incredible Hulk.
If we're going to disqualify superhero shows, like
we're disqualifying superhero shows.
We said we're disqualifying superhero shows.
For the sci-fi debate.
We'll do a separate superhero show debate as well.
I'm just marking this down because I am trying to cross off a list here. So we're going to cross out The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
The greatest American hero.
I mean, Sentinel.
Heroes. Mm-hmm. The Flash.
Yes,
by the way,
though, I loved The Flash.
Show.
It fucking rocked. We'll talk about that.
My Secret Identity.
I love that show.
Greatest American hero. I think we have to talk about
that. Doogie Howser.
You know what is another show that
Doogie
I would
Howser
actually.
Does have the same superpower.
If we're
going to
do sci-fi comedy, sort of, I liked Out of This World.
Yay! I was just hanging out with Maureen Flanagan this last weekend, seriously, at this birthday party, and it was awesome.
Evie.
She still looks the same.
I so wanted to stop time. Like
that'd be
that.
So rad.
I convinced my whole fourth grade class that I could.
Yeah. And if you think about it, Zach Morris could stop time too. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
No, he, but right. Evie
well,
was
I'd
a
say
half
that show
probably
was a sci-fi because he had that futuristic cell phone.
That's right. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention our phone number. We got 1-800-893-9562. Again, that's 1-800-893-9562.
And no calls from Dr. Claw today.
Yeah.
I am so impressed with you, Glee, for pulling out of this world.
You're
I
saying,
love you for that.
You're saying Knight Rider.
What about Small Wonder? She was a robot.
That's right. Yeah. That show. I went back and watched that show on YouTube. That show is terrible.
It is.
That show is no different from any other sitcom of that time.
Yeah,
right.
The fact that she's a robot does not elevate it in any way whatsoever.
She's a robot that acts like a goddamn
human. In fact, it's something they try to work around a lot to sort of make her, you could tell for the later seasons they stopped figuring out, like, hey, we need to make her more human because we've run out of things to do with
her. And we have her living in a closet.
Yeah.
Yep.
And why is she developing like a child?
So here's what I didn't get, though. They did seem to have the growth hormone thing down, the anti-growth hormone thing down for that way more than Lost. because that girl, like, at least that was gradual. Lost, that kid shot up in like 1 year.
And I just won't include Lost because fuck Lost. I hate Lost. I wish it had died.
I've been trying to work my way through Lost,
out.
And it has been a struggle. I am still on season one, and it's been like 7 months.
Wait till you get to about second episode of season two or season about third or fourth episode of season two when you go, you know what? I'd like some answers. Go fuck yourself. I'm done. That's
I'm
what
already
I did.
Like, the show is taking too long.
I like
and
Lost.
I'm only
quite
like,
a
I'm
bit.
On like episode nine.
You like
problem?
Lost?
Oh, yeah. I love Lost. The problem is that it starts out really strong and it never gets that strong again.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, I would disagree because I'm like I said, I'm still on season one. I've been trying to watch the show for like 6 or 7 months. And I'm just like, I can't do another episode, not right now.
Yeah.
But I worked my way through Enterprise in like 2 months.
I couldn't. I see.
And I watched it when it was
Star
on.
Trek show. I feel exactly that way about is that people like all my friends growing up were always into Star Trek, and it was watch it and go. They're just flying through space again.
It's totally lame to discover new worlds.
I felt like those people were my family when I was watching Next Generation. I started watching it when I was 6 with my dad, and like, I wanted to just...
Yeah, I watched it with my dad, too.
I watched it with my mom.
Which ruins it a little bit, but...
Well, all these things we have to take into consideration that your childhood will color your eyes.
Yeah, like
I've watched Next Generation again later in the last couple of years, and I still love it.
Well, yeah, but when
but
you
I
watch
also
it
see
with,
that it's sort of writing wise. I still think it's like one of the weakers of the shows, especially of the new ones. If you're not going to count the original series, see, which you judge it on its own merits given its time frame and all that sort of thing.
I'm gonna say this is my favorite, but the problem with my favorite is that it only has, I believe, 14 episodes.
Oh, Firefly!
Firefly, the reason I like Firefly so much was they did a great job of having this mix of Western and this badass. Old school mentality of kicking some ass.
It's basically if you cross the original series of Star Trek with Wild Wild West, which I would also argue is a sci-fi show.
That's true. That's
Wild
true.
Wild West was a sci-fi show. For
it's
sure.
like a steampunk thing.
And the other thing about Firefly was I felt like there's this underlying conspiracy, which I think adds to the whole plot.
Yeah, I wanted to know all the other little subplots. Yeah. Like we find in the movie obviously answers all the questions about River, which is fine. But it kills up Wash, which was just heartbreaking.
Oh, I know.
It answered
and
a
then
bunch
it's spoiler
of
alert for those of you who haven't seen that
questions.
Movie in the last 7 years.
And if you haven't, get your shit together.
I think that Firefly is just about flawless. But
that's how I feel.
The argument,
but it's only 14
the
episodes,
that I made last time is that it did not go long enough.
But that's
obviously,
the problem because you
the
can't.
Problem with it.
Can you not
so you
defend
just have
it?
This sort of it's like your first love. And like, but the relationship ended beautifully, and you're still friends. And you
oh, that did that happen for you?
No, but some I do know people who have that. So
really,
who
see,
first they fall in love with, and you know the relationship ended. Like they're still friends. And they go to each other's weddings, and they hang out, and their spouses like each other, and it's all.
I guess that
this is big goddamn love fest.
No,
that's sort of like Firefly to me. It's like
if
it
you're
just,
friends, if you're friends at the end, that means that
yeah, it's like I can
like,
I'll
you
go
feel
back
like,
and watch
oh, that,
all 14.
That show's still over there, and I'm just not fucking it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but I want to go get a cup of coffee with it.
No, I feel like this is more the you know
on, Firefly,
the whole Camus thing.
Together.
The thing you know that the only way that. You could have a perfect relationship like that is if, you know, right when you're is super in love, they die.
No, that's awful.
Is that someone on the phone?
Yes.
Is it Bruce?
You motherfucker.
What's up, Bruce?
Is that Jingles?
Bruce, this is Bruce Jingles. This is the guy I open up for on the road. He's hilarious and super nerd. So what's your sci-fi show, Bruce?
I go back. My sci-fi goes back because I'm older. I like Space 1999.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, shit.
You're going to have to argue for that because I'm not familiar with
I'm
it
not.
Enough.
Space 1999 was created by Gary Anderson. He was a British sci-fi creator. He created the Thunderbirds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Space 1999.
That puppet show?
Yeah, he created that puppet show. Yeah. the Marionette show, actually.
Marionette is a much more masculine name.
We don't like the
F-word. It's the difference between dolls and action figures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Marionette
like
is a doll.
Like Barbie's a doll.
Right?
Yeah. Fucking G.I. Joe's an action figure. I'll fuck you up if you make fun of calling G.I. Joe a doll.
However, I think a marionette is actually the same thing as a puppet.
It's of the puppet family.
It's
potato,
a synonym.
Potato, potato, negro, coon, whatever you got. It's all the same shit.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce is black, if you couldn't tell.
Which is why he gets
let me prove my blackness. Oh, I liked it, the Space 1999. I sure liked it, that. How you doing, Glee? How you doing, my brother, Andrea?
What's up, brother?
We love sci-fi.
The Uncle Remus of sci-fi, everybody.
you know what the best thing is? Every time they had a black president, that was considered sci-fi.
That shows us it's the future. Black president means it's the future. So we're in the future now.
Next thing you know, there'll be asteroids coming out of the sky. You know,
That's going to be good times.
Speaking, 24 counts as sci-fi.
24? Well,
if you're going to judge by that criteria.
Have we talked about Doctor Who yet?
So we will, but hold on, Bruce. Tell me what Space 1999 or what the fuck it was is about, because I've never watched it.
Basically, you know, it's the ragtag federation. Everybody's a federation. And it was a darker... the version of, from what I can remember, honestly.
Yeah, it was like the Earth had a nuclear war.
Yeah. So they're the last survivors on it.
And it happened, like, the war happened in 1999, so then it's like post.
Yeah, exactly. And Martin Landau, that's what made Martin Landau a star, actually.
I didn't know that.
Martin Landau and his wife, Barbara
Mission
Payne.
Impossible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This shit sounds
weak. It was after Mission Impossible.
It's the mid-70s.
So you're saying that's better than Star Trek or Firefly?
Huh?
You saying that's better than Star Trek or Firefly?
Oh no, I'm just bringing
that. That's his childhood, sort of.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm not old. You know, I'm not old. You know, I don't remember when Star Trek was on.
Here's my old.
TV, you know,
here's
what I mean?
My old thing because I'm old.
He's not old enough for Star Trek, but he's old enough for Space 1999.
That's right.
Yeah, see, I grew up watching the original.
But I'm old enough to remember when they were both in syndication. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, so I watched the original Star Trek.
What about you, Matt? Who's your favorite? What's your favorite sci-fi? What are you defending?
It's too hard for me to narrow down favorite anything.
Thing two.
As people
three.
Who know me very very well know, I am incredibly frightened by commitment. So committing to one sci-fi show for the rest of my life sounds a little... as far as a personal favorite that I think everybody should watch that I'm going to cross off right now for the same reason that we're crossing off Firefly. We're eliminating Firefly, right?
No.
What? This is still open. The debate is open.
All right. Well,
you can't
leave. We don't start eliminating shit soon.
I think
we're never
you have to stay on the air for 4 years to be under qualification. Because honestly, it's just like everybody want to tell me Biggie's the best rapper. The motherfucker had two albums.
I think we should eliminate it for that reason. I'm not saying
right.
It's not a
right.
Fucking amazing show, but I'm also saying we should eliminate one of my favorite shows that also got canceled that they tried to put up against X-Files because you know. That was like show after show. That was just the fucking meat grinder where they put in shows and they said, hey, you know what? X-Files really lucked out. We didn't put it forth any advertising for this. We didn't spend any money on it and it became a huge fucking hit.
Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm on my cell phone and my big black ear hit my touchscreen.
Okay. All right.
But the... it was just show after show. They're like, oh, well, maybe we'll get that exact same success with another show and they'd give it, you know... 6 episodes and go, hey, it's not a fucking mega hit.
Yeah, it's like
gone,
going up against
next.
Friends. Like anything went up against Friends. Well, you're going to lose. Enjoy that.
Right. So, yeah, it was that evil Friday night time slot. But my favorite of all those shows was Brimstone.
Oh, never saw that.
Which if you... nobody else did either. Brimstone was about a cop...
Too busy watching X-Files.
A cop whose wife gets raped and he goes and kills the motherfucker that did it. And then, like... a week later, dies in the line of duty and goes to hell.
Shit.
All right, but he's a badass and he's a good dude, and so he's the only guy that the devil can trust to go back to Earth because there's a huge breakout in hell, and 113 souls get free and go back to Earth.
Oh, I remember this show.
And this cop has to track him down.
It's badass. Can we include Supernatural then?
We can. Yeah. I've never seen it though.
Because if we include Supernatural, that's my favorite TV show. Period.
Really?
Yeah, but
let's
that's
not
I
talk
think that,
about
that's
Jared Padalecki. Thank you very much.
Well,
anyway, crossing off Charmed. Brimstone because, like Firefly, it was one season. It got canceled by Fox.
Supernatural, I think.
Well, Fox cancels everything.
I think Supernatural is more the fantasy.
So we'll also cross out
so much
Strange
magic
Luck, VR,
I think Brimstone counts
Space
as more
Above
magic
and Beyond.
Yeah. If you include
you
know, Hell in it, I think that's too much
I
more
include
magic.
V. I include V too.
Yeah,
V. Yeah, both V's.
Miniseries.
Yeah,
no, the miniseries.
They're both versions were miniseries.
Not the series.
Yeah.
Not the series.
Was there a TV show?
The miniseries.
It was a miniseries. Both of the shows were just miniseries. They were meant to only run for like 20-something odd episodes.
I don't think we can count those because they were miniseries.
But if you count them all together, they're technically, it totals about 4 seasons.
Oh, yeah, that's arguable.
I'm also going to cross out, this went over one season.
I still don't think V beat Star Trek, though.
But I'm also going to cross out another one that bears mentioning, right next to Wild Wild West, is The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Loved that show.
That was totally a sci-fi show.
I guess if you're going to count Wild Wild West, that's sort of an heir apparent to Wild Wild West.
It totally was.
I mean, yeah, and we haven't discussed Buck Rogers.
Going to cross out Dollhouse as well.
Yeah, you have to cross out Dollhouse.
Well,
Dollhouse was an assassination / rape fantasy writ large.
Yeah, it really was.
Just like, hey, bitches, go to sleep.
Wake up not knowing who you are, but wanting to suck my dick.
Right.
Wow, all these girls want to suck my dick.
Yeah. Ladies, would you like rape, but you find it too much of a hassle?
Too much of a hassle.
Yeah,
Buck Rogers. Let's argue Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers. Okay, now, Buck Rogers is very much of its time. So,
yeah.
It is 80s-tastic.
Yeah, because when you watch it now, you're like,
it was actually late
70s, because it went from 79 to 82. It only ran 3 seasons.
Yeah.
What about
I would say the second season is probably its best.
What about Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
And Buck Rogers was also the disco space dude. If you remember, if you ever remember the movie, there's a scene where he's dancing with the princess. He's and he's all,
oh, yeah,
what are you doing? He's all, getting down, baby.
So yeah. One of the best things about Ted was the book. It was the Flash Gordon.
I haven't seen Ted yet.
Oh God, there's an awesome Flash Gordon cameo, and it is just beautiful.
Nice. So okay,
Flash.
Flash Gordon doesn't count because I think it's. Was it serials back in the days? And then
but there was a TV show.
Serials.
There was a TV show in the. It must have been the 70s, I guess.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it wasn't really.
I argue against any show where there is a modern army, like a future army, and then they get some douchebag from the past or some dude from Earth who has no military training, and then
that's why he hates. That's how our Buck Rogers argument started. The joke.
Oh, it just sucks, man. It's like you got this fucking caveman going to this super future where everybody's got like touchscreens on their dick and shit, and then this. Do we get this stupid asshole from the past? If a fucking caveman or an 1870s soldier came to right now and decided he was better than a Marine,
I'd beat him up.
So this ridiculous future, this demolition man ass future of pussies, where this caveman with his loincloth comes out of the woodworks and he can be a better soldier. A military mind is a military mind.
I would argue that if you brought out Napoleon now, he'd be able to command an army and be brilliant.
As soon as he's learned all the technology.
Yeah, all you have to do is just get him up to speed on the technology.
We actually do have a real life example, weird as it is, of somebody who had no fucking experience and came in and made all the right choices for no good goddamn reason at all, and that's fucking Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the history, like, she came in and just every choice she made was right, and it was.
She didn't go through basic
training. And she says God told her that it was a direct line. Maybe she just got lucky. We don't fucking know.
I think she was just a brilliant military mind. There is an example.
Well, yeah,
she had a time in which people blamed brilliance
right now,
like that on God.
She would not pass. It'd be on some G.I. Jane shit, but she would wash out and force
it. At that point, though, it might have been more acceptable to people that there was some imaginary man telling her what to do than that a woman.
Yeah, but that was a time in which things were, nobody could tell it, like, no, bitch, you're just a brilliant military tactician, and that's why you fucking good at
this. You ever read the Bible According to Mark Twain?
No. I've bookmark it on my Kindle.
There's a part where he talks about heaven. Everybody goes up to heaven. Heaven is, your house is big, dependent upon what you would have done if circumstances had been correct. So, there was a dude who had lost a thumb in some freak accident and wasn't able to join the military. And he would have been the greatest military mind ever. So he's on his way to go to his house and he passes Napoleon and Napoleon's all pissed off seeing this guy pass him. Like, I won all these wars. What'd this guy do? But it was.
So heaven is basically what would happen if God weren't a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you deserve.
Like if God didn't create all this evil for you to have to deal with.
Yeah. Whatever you would have ended up doing. So if you've been the greatest military intelligence ever.
We got some comments.
Yeah. Okay.
We want to take those real fast. Well, first off, I'm going to do this out of order.
That's fine.
As Mandy said, if you include Supernatural, doesn't that open up lots of other shows?
Hence the reason we got rid of
it.
Yeah.
Wait, did we say we're getting rid of it?
We can't include that because fantasy. I think it's too fantasy.
It's closer to fantasy.
Okay, so we are then...
We're getting rid of anything that's
this
fantasy.
This was going to be a huge thing. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was going to be
up
there.
That's so fantasy. That's closer to fantasy.
We'll talk about Buffy for fantasy when we do a fantasy episode.
Are we also eliminating amazing stories?
Yeah. Anything that has magic in it, I think we have to eliminate a sci-fi.
Okay. I'm going to eliminate the Tales from the Crypt, Outer Limits.
Supernatural is fantasy too, then.
Yeah, that's exactly what
he said. That's what he said. Cross it off. Eliminate Supernatural.
Yeah.
So, a couple comments from Eric real fast.
Okay, go ahead.
If you guys have time after your battle, have any of you seen Revolution? And if so, thoughts? And
no, haven't seen it yet. No spoilers.
Sorry. No spoilers.
All of the commercials make it just seem like Hunger Games, the TV show.
I really have to watch it.
I'll download it.
I know people who are involved in it, so I have to watch it.
We have a specific... Yeah, me too. We have a specific... message to Ed as well. Eric also says, I'd pick a time-traveling Andrew Jackson over a modern-day Navy SEAL in a fight any day. almost 30 minutes Twilight Zone.
I picked the Navy SEAL.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, no Twilight Zone.
Yeah, the Twilight Zone is more supernaturally sort of...
It has some sci-fi stuff.
It's more like sort of karmic.
I aspects to the Twilight Zone.
I will give you this.
On the version you saw. Does it make any sense? Because you got to think there have been four different versions of the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, but most of them were like fantasy.
But it was always anthological, so it can be put all together. It's not like Star Trek where it's like it's a completely different cast of characters, whatever.
Yeah,
because it's anthological, you can consider it all one. Yeah, even though the 80s
and Twilight Zone is more like fables and this sort of karmic.
Well.
I don't think we can include Twilight Zone. I disagree as far as
the content of it being a sci-fi show. I definitely think it can count as a sci-fi show. I think that right now we should say that we're going to eliminate every anthology that we shouldn't count anthologies. I think
that would be good because series grow as a story progression, and anthologies have an innate advantage.
Exactly.
In that they can go and they can do a space show this day, they can do a fantasy show this day.
It makes them miss a lot of times, but that is an advantage where you just have to do a few good, amazing shows, and then that can be the best show ever.
Right.
So, we are going to cross out Twilight Zone for that reason. I just want to run down this quick list of what I've got left.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that I think is at the top, and see if we need to add anything.
Did you add Voyagers?
What?
Voyager?
Oh, Voyagers. That's the show. It was with...
Voyagers with Mina Paluste and John Eric Exum.
Yeah. He got killed on the set of that show, sort of on a Bruce Lee... Brandon Lee tip.
Yeah, he was the first grand...
Yeah, he died like that. Yeah, I remember that show. That show was awesome.
Do a commercial. Okay. Sorry to interrupt everybody.
We'll do a commercial and then run down the list when
we get back from commercial. We will get into exactly
why we
how Star Trek's how to get the Star Trek's and narrow down somehow and how they stack up for the rest of the show.
We normally do, but it looks like today we're going to skip the commercial.
Oh, okay.
We're going to skip the commercial.
I'll do the commercial.
The commercial is come see me and Bruce September
shout out to
27th in La Mesa.
Yes.
California.
Yes, we'll be in San Diego. We'll be in La Mesa this Thursday at the Regal Bar in Regal La Mesa. Bar.
Yeah, come see us 8:30. All right. Okay, what were we going to get into, Ed?
Let's start putting the Star Treks up against some of these shows and seeing like Star Trek shows do we want to eliminate? I understand that all you jerks are gonna eliminate Voyager.
Well, give your argument for Voyager because it's actually pretty compelling.
I
want to hear your argument
for Voyager. I am curious because I've only seen a few episodes.
Deep Space Nine.
I'm gonna offer up my Star Trek original series. I'm gonna offer that up and say we can axe that because it's so anthological.
No.
And dated.
Voyager. Okay, here's the thing about Voyager. This is my argument for Voyager. Number one, Voyager is the only Star Trek show since people have told me the first one where the Star Trek people were literally by themselves. They could not just call up some dudes to help them. They couldn't call up Admiral Jackoff or something to send a bunch of fleet in to help them in any situation. They were literally by themselves, living by their Federation, morals and their Federation morals out in a place where that probably wasn't the best thing for them to do.
They're trying to be exploring space and keeping things peaceful, but people keep fucking with them.
Yeah, and they don't have any backup. So every single episode, they're literally fighting for their lives. Whereas the people in the original Star Trek series, they just sort of flew into conflicts and sort of, they could leave if they wanted to. They could just get jetty. Peace, I'm out of here. This is getting too hairy. But Voyager, they could not go anywhere. They were trapped in the Delta Quadrant. They couldn't just run away. They had all these problems. So each and every episode was a battle for survival. Whereas, you know, and Next Generation, they could have called dudes to help them out. The first one, technically, they could call dudes to help them out. There was no way that they could get out of their adventures in Voyager.
And having never seen the show, my immediate question when you say every day was a battle for survival, did they lose characters? Did characters die left and right?
Unnecessary characters who wore red jumpsuits. Yeah. that's the hallmark of every sci-fi show, really, is unnecessary characters die.
Well, that's one thing that Battlestar Galactica, the more recent one, has over a lot of shows, is that characters that did seem necessary, characters that you liked, died, and it kind of fucked with you.
Yeah, I can see that.
I will say that Battlestar Galactica, the final season, really kind of tanks it.
Well, unsciency ending to Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, that was Mandy.
It's such a bad ending.
We'll get to you in a second.
The entire final season is bad, but then, you know, the way they end it is bad. I mean, like, your big complaint about Lost, and there's a ton of people's complaint about Lost, is that it answers no questions. And, you know, their argument back was, well, we would have had to spend a whole episode just talking about stuff. It's like, well, no, you probably could have done it a little better. But then Battlestar Galactica actually did that. There is actually an episode where a guy just lays in a hospital bed and explains everything. And he might as well look over to the camera and go, right, audience? That makes sense, huh? And then, you know, and then the audience collectively goes, no, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Go back. Go back to the way things were before. Not everybody can be a fucking Cylon. This is bullshit. You're breaking all the rules that you set up in the first place.
Yeah.
I hate when a show breaks its own rules. It really pisses me off.
Well, which is why Lost sucks, because it started out as, yo, we're trapped on this island. This island may be a man-made island. It may be something, but we don't really know, da-da-da-da. And they rule out that it could be some sort of purgatory or some magical land. They rule that out. On all the message boards, on all everything, they said, nope, they're definitely not dead. Nope.
And then, boom,
they weren't
dead
the whole time, though.
Well, they sort of were.
I just know the end because people told me it, and I will tell you this. I'm not going to try to find out any more about it. Guess after season two, it can suck my dick.
It can suck my dick.
I already know the ending as well. Having not seen a single episode, I knew the ending. And I was like, oh, I want to see how they got there. And I'm just like, this is frustrating.
And there was also some cool Easter eggs. Like, there's a shark that comes and attacks them or something, and that shark has a corporate logo on it, meaning it's some sort of animatronic robot or something. Mm-hmm. And they just sort of think, nope, not. And it's like, dude, that would have been really cool if they were trapped on an island as some sort of social experiment. That was what I was hoping
they were going to do. And then they never answered anything. They never hinted at that.
They definitely flirted with a lot of things that they did.
It was all hints. Yeah.
The first season was.
It was like that.
I didn't know
girl
was how
high
it
school.
Ends. The first season would make me think that they are part of a social experiment of some sort.
Yeah, well, that's what they were doing. And then they're going to fuck with you at the end, and they're going to want to stab them.
We have another comment. If that's
what's the comment? Sure.
First, it's hi, Ron.
Hi.
I'm listening, and personally, I am for Firefly. It was murdered, not canceled. It was by far one of the best sci-fi TV shows to date.
We all agree.
Minus River's psychic ability, and it stayed to a realistic script.
Well, you know, and again, then you're making even the psychic ability. You're making an argument that they implanted that in a sci-fi way, which, you know.
Yeah, because they just enhanced her brain so much that eventually, like, well, that's the logical next step.
Though. Yeah. But the thing is, again, we had to rule out Firefly because it's just,
even though
it was too short, even though it should have been on the air for 5 years.
It was murdered
five
and
years.
Left by a highway.
Because otherwise we get into that slippery slope argument of like, oh man, I saw the best fucking pilot. Like, the show never got made.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like we all start talking about like Heat Vision and Jack, and we're like, oh, that was great. And it's like, well, it didn't get made though, so it's not really fair to compare it to everything else.
Exactly.
That had to keep going.
So far it looks like our two big debates have been Battlestar Galactica, Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Now we decided.
I'm going to eliminate Sliders. Sorry, Houston.
Yeah. I would eliminate Sliders. There's one major thing about Sliders that bothered. I love that show, but it just bothered. Is the black dude was the most
racist, the worst
stereotype.
Ever.
Oh my God! All the way down to his conk. It was just here's the thing. Awful.
I loved that show when it started and thought it got really bad. And I recently had a conversation with another comedian, Ry Silverman. Do you guys?
Yeah, yeah, Ry's awesome.
I'm moving in with Ry Silverman in October.
Oh, awesome. Great guy. He pointed out to me, he was like, no, it sucked from the beginning. And he went through this whole argument, and I'm like, you're right.
Are you still there, Bruce?
It did kind of suck.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If it wasn't for that dude, and it's not the character himself, it's the characterization of that dude. I feel like that actor did not have to take it there if he didn't want to.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm a soul singer, and I'm a soul sang. Like,
Yeah, it was a little coontastic. But
everything else about the show was awesome.
Well, also, find that it's just weird.
It's just that one glaring
a bunch of
tragedy.
People who have been shit on for 400 years have to be portrayed as fearful as well. I mean, fuck, dude. You know what I mean? There's no group of people that have endured more bunches of shit. Maybe Jews. Rich can call in. But you know what I mean?
So it's a close one.
Why do we have to be scared of every fucking thing? Like, eyes as big as saucers going, oh my lord, there's a wasp from another dimension about to sting my ass.
So scary shit.
Oh, look at day.
Yeah,
and I
want to
know, where was he getting his fucking dap or whatever the hell he was putting on his hair every week? They're sliding all over the universe.
Yeah, there's no way that there's conch on every dimension.
Yeah.
I just don't know how any of y'all are still scared after all that prison time.
Conch lasts 3 nuclear wars.
Space prison
will last longer than Twinkies.
All right, real quick. This is a list of things that I've got left. Fringe, Stargate, both of them. I never saw either.
Fringe is on that X-Files.
I like both of them. I think we also have to include X-Files for sure. And X-Files has to be one of the tops.
Space 1999. Babylon 5, we never eliminated, but none of us really have any argument for it, right? So we can eliminate it.
Quantum Leap.
Yeah, Quantum Leap
is
on
still
that
on
list.
The list. Hold on. Doctor Who.
We need to talk Doctor
Star
Who.
Star Trek, which we have not gotten down to all of them yet. X-Files. Real quick, we got to talk about Eureka and Warehouse 13. Do we want to...
I love those shows, but I don't know if we
I've
can count them
Warehouse
in.
I've never watched Warehouse 13. I've only seen a couple of episodes of Eureka, but I liked it so far. I watched it because I like that.
I've seen a couple of Warehouse 13 and none of Eureka. Warehouse 13 is fun. It's one of those things that everybody says to get on it, and it's like...
It's on Netflix.
It's one of those that I'll eventually get to.
Well, here's the thing. Have you watched any of them?
I've seen a couple of Warehouse 13.
Did you really want to watch it again?
No.
So there you go. That answers it right there. I mean, I enjoyed the show.
I don't know. Other people think they're amazing.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show, but I don't enjoy it so much that I have to watch it like I watch Supernatural, which makes me want to watch things like Crack.
Okay, so. I feel you. I'm going to cross both of those out then if there's no objection.
I think that's a fair
one. I think Burn Notice is one of the best shows on TV.
I love Burn Notice, but that's not
Eric
the one.
I'm going to say this right now, though. Eric. I feel the same way about
Eric
Farscape.
Eric is failing today. Farscape?
Mm-hmm. I feel the exact same way of Farscape.
All the Stargate shows.
Every single
like
episode
that,
I've seen, I've very much enjoyed, and I've never thought, I've got to know what happens to those characters next. Right. I've never thought that.
That's how I feel about all the Stargate shows, too. I watched all, I guess there's three different.
Like, when I watch them, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
This is cool, but do I want to watch it next week? Yeah, if I'm around.
Yeah, I like Battlestar Galactica. I really like Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched all of it, so you guys kind of, you know.
Yeah, I haven't watched the last two seasons of Battlestar Galactica, but I've seen every single episode of the original Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
which I loved.
I'm all right with crossing out Battlestar Galactica. Even like I'm somebody who
if it
loved
ended as poorly as you
show,
say it did,
but it ended
then, like,
so badly.
It died at the end,
if it,
and
it killed itself.
It did
so,
the thing.
Like Firefly
it did
was
the
murdered.
Thing that Firefly didn't get a chance to do, which
suicide.
Was have a really shitty last season that left such a bad taste in your mouth that you're like, oh yeah, that show is just all right.
All right, fair.
That's the only reason why I would argue for Star Trek Enterprise is that its final season was actually really, really good. And I read on, like I'm obsessive, so I read online about what they were planning for the fifth season, which was to introduce, because in Enterprise, they actually encounter the Borg for the first time, but they don't know. And the Borg don't even really have a name, and they're not a collective yet. And it introduces how they became a collective, which is a, like, sort of a mad scientist, a Federation doctor, made contact with them, and it was, oh my God, it was going to be so long.
Here's a question.
And it was going to be the Borg
question,
queen.
Though. Would you Alice have enjoyed Creed, that as much if you hadn't seen the Borg in Next Generation?
Well, no, I'm like, and sort of Enterprise basically answers all the fucking, the holes between the original series and the, all the later shows. Enterprise answers all those questions. Why the Klingons look different.
Yeah.
What's really going down between the Romulans and the Vulcans. how the Vulcans became what they are, because it's Enterprise takes place only 100 and some odd years.
So your argument right now is Enterprise and Next Generation.
But I would say, yeah, because Enterprise, only because it answers all those questions that if you're a mega Star Trek fan like I am, it touches on all the sort of holes that TNG introduced.
It sounds like Enterprise, though, is just
you can
like
say
just
this out
so
loud, Bruce. You can just
space,
interject.
Though,
yeah,
you know
Bruce,
what I mean?
Come on. What's
like, it sounds like Rudyard Kipling's Just So Stories in Space. It's like, hey, y'all need an answer for this? How about this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it works as a companion to the other Star Trek.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's a companion.
Would it be as good if you hadn't like already watched Star Trek Next Generation?
Right. Oh, no, because you'd be like, half the storylines, you'd be like, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Because it's a prequel show, basically.
It's a prequel show.
Okay, so we can cross that out, too.
I think we have to cross it out.
And what about the original?
I would say, I mean, if you're going to argue for any of the shows, it's probably going to be TNG.
Yeah, because the original, to me, I've gone back and watched some of them, and though some of them I really enjoy, mm-hmm. there's a lot that I'm like, this is some cheesy bullshit. Yeah.
Okay, from now on then, let's compare every other show to TNG, yeah. and if something beats TNG, then we can compare it to
I think
a
that's
different
Nothing
fair.
Beats TNG because Wesley Crusher's on it, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, boy.
Move on from there.
I had to start that at argument. Oh, come on. That's a good argument.
Well, and I think Quantum Leap is the best... like comparison because yeah. we got rid of Battlestar Galactica, which would have been my nearest mm-hmm. Firefly. If it had gone the correct seasons, I probably would have enjoyed the best, but we didn't.
And
just,
I would say both those shows basically benefit from being sort of well-rounded yeah. sci-fi shows.
What about Doctor Who?
Okay.
Longest running sci-fi show ever, pretty much, yeah. isn't it?
I love Doctor Who, but I've only been on since the 2005
And I'm actually really only familiar with 60s and 80s Doctor Who.
Yeah, I'm new. I've watched
seen
the new
any
one.
I do not Doctor know Who. The new Doctor Who that well. I've only
no
seen the like 8
British
or 9
shows.
David Tennant is hot. That's all
no,
I know.
What is that?
No British shows. British. Fuck the Anglophiles. I don't like British people. And I don't like their stupid ass shows.
So we just pissed off.
I don't blame
you.
Hey,
so you're guys, his eyes are getting really wide. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm scared of them Brits.
Bruce has got it bad.
Them redcoats
are
coming.
I got Crispus Attucks disease. Oh, shoot.
Bruce,
Bruce, you should just read out all these things you've left on the page.
My sci-fi shows I want to see?
Yes.
Oh, Stargate Compton.
Stop.
Fresh Prince of Atlantis.
Fresh Prince. You're a dick.
And the Star Trek The Pepsi Generation.
You're a jerk, Bruce.
Yeah, we don't like you anymore, Bruce.
Stargate Compton, though. That's a show I want to write. I'm with you on that one.
I'm down for Stargate Compton.
Yeah, let's write that. We'll get together. We'll write that.
And always... I have a suggestion, because I had to get out of here, and okay. I really enjoyed the show.
Thanks for coming on, Bruce.
No problem. Thank you for having me. Can you do, like, a suggestion for the next show?
Okay.
Top 5 black superheroes.
I love it. I love it. I'm all over that shit.
Is there such a thing?
100%.
Yeah, we're gonna get to 5. It's going to get thin than a motherfucker.
Yeah, we're going to get to 3.
Everybody with black in the name. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say it's already like number
one.
John
Stewart.
Blade.
What? Or you can go top 10 mm-hmm. black characters, then you can go real deep, and you can add Amanda Waller and all those cats. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I think we're going to go superhero.
I'm in for that if y'all
want
to do it.
Yeah,
sure.
We'll do that for the next show for sure. You can give another call in, Bruce, if you want.
Okay. Can I please? I appreciate yes. it.
Speaking of black characters, can we talk about Red Dwarf for a second? Ed, don't weigh in.
Don't know Red Dwarf.
You don't know Red Dwarf?
Take care, guys.
See you later, Bruce.
See you later. Bye, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Do you know Red Dwarf?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Dawn?
Red
what?
Dwarf? Red Dwarf?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to eliminate it then, just like Space 1999, because there's going to be nobody to argue for it. But I will just say this real quick. Red Dwarf is a comedy sci-fi show that never sacrificed the sci-fi for the comedy. It had the entire show takes place in space.
Like Homeboys in Outer Space?
Because
that was a show.
Best show ever.
Okay, the whole thing takes place
and
in space.
And by best, you mean terrible.
Yeah.
This one guy is, he gets put into cryostasis.
Okay.
And the rest of the crew dies. It's like thousands of years later, he gets woken up.
Oh, shit.
Like accidentally. And he's the last guy. And all that's left is one crew member that he fucking hated got killed, and they put and they turned him into a hologram. So he's been around this whole time, and the guy's cat has evolved over like the thousands and thousands or millions or whatever of years. So he's like a human almost.
That sounds hilarious.
It's fucking amazing. There's time travel. There's other dimensions. There's robots. There's duplicates. It's brilliant. It's some of the most brilliant sci-fi scripts ever, and it's funny.
Okay.
It is also very British.
Oh, well, then we already decided.
Totally eliminated.
I know.
No,
we'll eliminate
Brits.
It just for having only one person to argue for it. So in that case, though, we are down to Doctor Who, Star Trek TNG, Quantum Leap, X-Files, and Farscape. That's it.
Farscape loses because no shows with tentacle-bearded fucks.
No. Your fuck these guys with their tentacle very beards. Random.
Hey, that's my job.
Hey, shit, you're racist. You're racist towards tentacle beards.
Tentacle beards and British
of a
people.
Bitch.
Yep.
Actually, strictly speaking, I think he's homophobic against tentacle beards.
Hey,
man, that's really more of an appendage problem than a
don't
color
you know
issue.
Don't you know that they oppress tentacle beard people?
Mandy says, everyone should go Netflix Red Dwarf and then continue this debate.
Mandy,
I think I actually have it in my Netflix queue as something to watch because one of the actors that was in it is in something else that I love.
So now we've got Star Trek Next Generation, X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
by
else?
The way, Brimstone, I do think everybody should watch it. I have no idea how y'all are going to find it.
I'll download it.
It's not it's on DVD. Awesome. I don't think it exists digitally.
Oh, yeah, and I have
we're nerds.
A show.
We're torrent it.
Good luck. Forever Night, the one with the vampire detective.
Forever Night, but if we're
that's
eliminating...
That's supernatural, that's monsters.
We're eliminating Buffy, we're eliminating Angel, we're eliminating Forever Night, and we're probably eliminating Highlander, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Highlander, that walks that fine line.
That does
if you
walk
don't,
a fine
if you don't consider the second... stupid ass movie. It's not Aliens.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
Yep, you're right. It's got to be Magic Dude. So I think we have
it
to.
It kind of is a
we
weird
have to include
magic
that fantasy.
Thing.
Yeah.
I just want to put in something for the fantasy magic. Show that's coming up. It's the Friday the 13th TV series.
Ooh.
Which I also eliminated because I eliminated Tales from
that's
the Crypt.
A, yeah,
along
that's
with
a fantasy. I would say that's
a,
that's,
yeah.
that's
and
the fantasy.
American Gothic was another good one like that. Erie, Indiana.
Yeah. I was just joking about Forever Night, guys. Don't get on me.
Ed hates vampires and magic.
People legitimately like Forever Night. So
People definitely like it. And this whole concept of a detective that can only do crimes or rather solve crimes at night because if you try to solve in the daytime, you blow the fuck up. Like, why don't you ever get donuts?
I think Knight Rider, I think, is eliminated too for that because it's basically a detective show. Because the only really sci-fi sort of
is
interesting element is the car.
Although he plays a big role when he talks.
I mean, it's a huge part of the show, but it's the only sci-fi thing about the show. Like Michael Knight himself is not
actually,
a scientific
dude.
Actually,
go back and watch Knight Rider. Just go do that for yourself and see how much you actually like it.
Oh, you know what? I still do like it. You know why?
I watch it all the time.
It's vastly superior to Airwolf. Airwolf is 40 minutes of utter dick suckery.
Here's a quick question.
Yeah.
Compare it to like Mantis.
Well, Mantis wins because it's got a black character.
Well, they had to make him a cripple.
Neither of those shows have anything on Manimal.
His tech is a little better and that graduates to a superhero show? See what I'm saying? Is Knight Rider kind of a superhero show where his superpower is having the car?
No, it's a detective show.
Because Iron Man's a superhero, and his only power is having the suit.
If he wore the car, we could go there.
But you're right.
Yeah, like if he was like physically integrated with the car somehow, that would maybe make it more sci-fi.
So far,
but he's basically
just
Magnum P.I. with a better head of hair.
Yeah, exactly. He's just a hotter car than Magnum P.I. is.
Yeah.
If you put Magnum P.I.'s boss into the car, that would be it.
Because
William Daniels is
so we've got Star Trek Next Generation,
X-Files, Doctor Who, Quantum Leap, Farscape.
I think we eliminate.
Do we have anybody here that's going to argue strongly for Farscape?
Nope.
Farscape is gone.
Sorry,
and
Farscape.
Babylon
Sorry, puppets.
5 is super gone because it's whack.
Yep.
And
wait, what was the second thing?
Babylon 5
sucks.
Oh yeah, that's
and I think we can go ahead and eliminate. What was that one shit? We
got Doctor Who, Star Trek Next Generation, Quantum Leap, and X-Files.
Okay, Doctor Who gets eliminated because it's British.
It's so hard.
Is everybody else okay with it? Is that
that
not going to be your flagship show that you're going to argue?
How do you feel about Doctor Who?
Well, like I said, I loved the 60s and 80s one, which is one I watched when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I have not really watched these since it's sort of, its resurgence of the last
Let me say this
years,
for Doctor Who. Though I enjoyed Doctor Who, I don't feel like...
Although I do like David Tennant.
I don't feel like the characters are they're doing cool shit, but there's no growth or...
Well, they're very one-dimensional.
Yeah, it's real super one-dimensional.
Be fair, did you start on a random episode or did you start at the beginning of the 2005?
I'm on season two. So I can't make the argument because I haven't seen the Tenet. Yeah.
So you're still on season one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm starting season two, like, literally this
week. The original in the 80s one is very sort of like the Star Trek original series. It's very, you know, it's very the serialized as opposed to episodic.
I think you'll like it better, but, like, going through, and especially when he gets a new companion, because a lot of people don't like Rose. And if you don't like Rose,
I'm back and forth with Rose.
She's gone.
Sometimes I really like her.
So
I think we have
we'll
to
go ahead
and
cross out Doctor Who. And so we've got TNG versus Quantum Leap versus X-Files.
I think X-Files gets eliminated because it was one of them things exactly like, to me, exactly like Lost. Whereas it started out as an anthology where it was just sort of, okay, this is the weird case of the week.
But it also had that whole through line, though, with Mulder's sister.
But I hated the through line. The problem is
the through line was super trash with those fucking bees. Oh, yo, we got these crazy bees.
And it also had sort of like that romantic.
And the lame-ass grays.
Right. Yeah. It's just like they
and
got
the smoking
lame...
man. It had some
good stuff plot in the conspiracy of it, but what it was a conspiracy about, which we never really found out for sure.
So if you're annoyed aliens, by lack of answers.
Whenever we found out that the aliens weren't real, I was like, okay, good, the aliens aren't real. And then you're like, wait, but I've seen aliens on this show from a different planet that were badass. Like the alien bounty hunter is badass.
Yeah. Right. They have aliens on there, but they also have, like I said, they're like, oh, this guy can set people on fire with his mind this week and this and that. It's just too
much. I think we have to eliminate X-Files.
They get the same advantage.
Sadly,
as a
eliminate
show
X-Files.
Okay. As Outer Limits and Twilight Zone.
So now let's talk Quantum
TNG
Leap
versus Quantum Leap. All right. First off, Quantum Leap.
You could talk about my two children.
Quantum Leap.
Twins.
Amazing. Quantum Leap.
It
forged so much.
I'm
Beckett,
getting tingles right now.
It showed me so much of what I wanted to be as a man.
We're talking about somebody
who's a scholar who took the time to be an athlete as well. He took the time to learn fucking multiple martial arts.
He was like a realistic Batman.
He was the guy that put himself through all of that. Why? Because he was going to fucking figure it out. He was going to go back in time and save his goddamn brother's life. And damned if he didn't do it at the end of season fucking two.
Yeah. Right. And then on top of that, he wore a dress.
Yes. I was going to say he was a monkey.
Multiple dresses. Yeah.
And
but he was amazing.
And was it bad that I wanted to be Al?
Al was so awesome.
Then the last thing I'll say about that.
We only got a minute, guys.
It has the best ending of any sci-fi series I've ever seen.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, its last episode is
so sad, just and so good, so strong. Yeah, and it had Bruce McGill.
Right,
And I love the whole like the anti-leaper. Oh, that bitch! I love that shit.
Oh. My friend and I'll have to tell you guys about this off the air. My friend and I had a whole way of how we would bring it back.
Mm-hmm. Let's have that conversation off air. All right, so it's that versus TNG. But honestly, TNG to me is probably going to win that one because it has the advantages of being sort of anthological. Yep. But it also has the giant history of Star Trek. And it did explore almost every sort of sci-fi issue you could have from the powers of the individual to the Federation versus, you know, disorder.
The Borg.
It touched on so many sci-fi
And it touches
tropes.
On all the other shows because you always hear mentioned like when the war with the Dominion comes from DS9, you hear about that and how the Romulans have entered and haven't entered. You hear about like because Barclay from Enterprise is the one who actually brings Voyager home.
Yep.
It has so many echoes through all the series. So I mean, yeah, so I would go with Star Trek TNG, me personally, and Quantum Leap is a firm number two.
I sleep in a Quantum Leap T-shirt every once a week, and I might have to go with TNG.
I, of course, am going to vote for Quantum Leap, but I'm fine if it loses because even if it loses, it still gets to move on the next week.
Yeah, we're going to compromise. We're going to take Quantum Leap and Star Trek Next Generation because eventually, later episodes, we're going to compare fantasy shows to sci-fi shows. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for listening. Monday, 6 to 7 p.m., Angry Dorks. Good night.
Yay.
believe your eyes. What's the X-Wing rash? Yoda, why you being a player hater?
Hello, this is Mel.